Media images of Tuesday's attack are as powerful as they are immediate. A wealth of videotape has enabled the entire world, really, to witness one of history's most horrifying moments in real time, together. But radio host Bob Garfield wonders if all the pictures may have somehow promoted a kind of delay in our reaction to Tuesday's events.
September 11th, 2001 is a day that will live in imagery. From the recurring metaphor of President Bush's evening address to the nation.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.
To the irony of the date, 9-1-1, to the endlessly replayed video of terror in progress, the new century's Pearl Harbor was defined by words and pictures on TV. Nothing new about that. It's been true at least since the Kennedy assassination. What's striking is how media reality has come to encroach on reality itself.
It does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Thus began ABC's special coverage, Attack on America, because all catastrophes now have brand names. The networks could easily have dubbed all their broadcasts simply, Oh My God, so precisely did the studio Oh My Gods track with our own. To see United Flight 175 plow into the South Tower was to gasp. Gasp, not necessarily to say, feel. The pictures were graphic and immediate and shocking, but shock is not an emotion. In fact, it's the absence of emotion. Whereas the famous radio description of the Hindenburg disaster unleashed the darkest powers of our imagination, the cinematic perfection of the World Trade Center images preempted our imagination, and with it, who knows what. America's bloodiest morning in 140 years quickly became like some Hollywood movie trailer, appalling and perversely appealing at the same time. How can the horror be so irresistible? What is it about that cool blue screen that lets us be so detached, that permits us not to avert our eyes? Are we like those child felons, supposedly desensitized to real violence through an excess of media violence? Or is it just that those cold images put us at a comfortable, or at least tolerable, distance from reality? In ensuing days, the names and personal vignettes began to put a face on the unspeakable human toll. For those still too numbed to absorb the horror, reporters like Connie Chung were there to submerge them in bathos. A Wall Street executive sobbing for 5 solid minutes over the loss of 700 employees, including his own brother. It's hard to see how intruding on this man's agony advanced anyone's understanding of the events, but maybe such excesses are necessary to activate the very emotion that endless replay of mayhem lulls us to suppress, to restore what so quickly we lost, our natural threshold of horror. I'm thinking of a chilling moment Tuesday afternoon when 7 World Trade Center, all 47 stories of it, collapsed before the world's eyes.
At least they had some warning. They had signs that this might happen, and they were able to get as many people away from the area and the people in the area.
The chilling thing wasn't the video itself. It was how inured we'd already become to it. CNN spent 3 minutes on the development, ABC less, and that seemed about right to me. In the space of 6.5 hours, a gigantic office tower crumbling into dust, live and in color, had become an afterthought. I offer no great insight here, and I vastly admire the network's coverage, and I don't suppose we're all monsters, but to understand the raw power of these images, I look to the mouths of babes. I know a New York first grader named Nika, who sat Tuesday, like the rest of us, in front of the TV. After seeing the South Tower explode into flames, she called her mother into the room. "Mommy, look," she said. "It's so beautiful." The child's mother was aghast. "No, Nika, how could you say that? It's horrible. So many people killed." Nika broke into tears. "No, Mommy, you don't understand," she said. "I know it's horrible for life, but the pictures are beautiful."
Bob Garfield, co-host of the WNYC program On the Media.